Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi firmly tells US President Trump that India did not accept third-party mediation to resolve issues with Islamabad. Chief Minister Dr. Nipu Rio stresses on skill development to tackle unemployment. Deputy CM T.R. Zeliang calls for stronger action to safeguard region's ecological safety. And Naglin launches awareness and benefit saturation camp to boost tribal development. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has firmly told US President Donald Trump that India never accepted third-party mediation to resolve issues with Pakistan and will never accept it. Mr. Modi held a telephonic conversation with President Trump and discussed the recent Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister's remarks came following US President's repeated claims of taking credit for the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said during the 35-minute conversation, Mr. Modi clearly conveyed to Mr. Trump that talks were never held at any level on India-America trade deal or on mediation by the US for cessation of the recent military action between India and Pakistan. Mr. Modi and President Trump were scheduled to meet on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Canada, but Trump had to return to the US early, due to which the meeting could not take place.
राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप ने प्रधानमंत्री मोदी से पूछा कि क्या वे कनाडा से वापसी में अमेरिका रुक कर जा सकते हैं पूर्व निर्धारित कार्यक्रमों के कारण प्रधानमंत्री मोदी ने अपनी असमर्थता व्यक्त की दोनों लीडर्स ने तब तय किया कि वे निकट भविष्य में मिलने का प्रयास करेंगे.
Chief Minister Dr. Nipu Rio today highlighted the growing gap between education and employment in Nagaland. Speaking during the presentation of the Chief Minister's Meritorious Students Fellowship to the top 50 students in the HSLC exam 2025, Dr. Rio emphasized the urgent need to integrate skill development into the education system. He said, while the state is producing a large number of educated youth, many remain unemployable due to the saturated government sector and limited private sector opportunities in the state. Emphasizing on a shift in mindset, he urged the youth to pursue entrepreneurship as a viable career path. He also stressed the need to reorient the education system to not only promote academic excellence, but also equip students with life skills, critical thinking, and adaptability to succeed in the competitive and rapidly advancing world. Wishing the achievers continued success, the Chief Minister urged them to remain focused, committed, and industrious to help build a Viksit Nagaland for a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Nagaland's Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang today called for stronger environmental education, local participation, and improved communication to protect the Northeast's ecological legacy. Speaking at the launch of the Mobius Young Climate Leaders for Himalayan Development Northeast India in Kohima, he said Nagaland's rich ecological heritage and vulnerability to deforestation and climate change made it a fitting starting point for the initiative. Mr. Zeliang underscored that indigenous knowledge, such as community-led forest management, must be central to India's National Climate Adaptation Plan.
By integrating traditional practices like community-led forest management and sustainable beekeeping into modern frameworks, we are proving that local solutions hold global relevance. As we train these 63 leaders, we are investing in a generation that will safeguard our forests, educate our communities, and champion policies that honor our heritage while securing our ecological future.
Pointing to growing environmental threats in Northeast region, the Deputy CM highlighted low environmental awareness due to educational and infrastructural gaps. Mr. Zeliang lauded the importance of initiatives like Mobius Project and called for unified efforts to build a sustainable future that balances tradition and innovation. The state-level awareness and benefit saturation camp under the Dharti Abha Janjayatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan DAJGUA was launched in Kohima today. Advisor for Tribal Affairs H. Tovihoto Ayemi officially launched a program which aims to accelerate development in tribal areas.
The state-level awareness benefit saturation camp, it is held in all the districts starting from 15th of June, and it will go on for another 15 days, all the districts in Nagaland.
Mr. Ayemi said the campaign will benefit more than 9 lakh people and urged officials to judiciously use the available funds for the welfare of all villages. State Nodal Officer for DAJGUA, Im Sumaran, informed that the mission will cover 17 districts, 74 blocks and 608 villages in Nagaland over a 5-year period till 2028-29, involving 17 line departments. The campaign seeks to bridge critical gaps in infrastructure, education, healthcare and basic services by converging various government schemes. The campaign is being rolled out across all districts of Nagaland to ensure widespread outreach and participation. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Zagreb this afternoon in a historic first-ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia. Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković received him at the Franjo Tuđman Airport, where he was welcomed with traditional cultural performances. Mr. Modi also met the Indian diaspora. Later, Prime Minister Modi will hold a delegation-level talk with his Croatian counterpart and sign a series of agreements. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on augmenting defense capabilities by strengthening public sector undertakings and integrating the expertise of the private sector. She said that the country can accelerate indigenization efforts and position itself as a global defense manufacturing hub with the integration of private enterprises. President Murmu today met with probationers of the Indian Corporate Law Service, the Defense Aeronautical Quality Assurance Service, and the Central Labour Service at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The President emphasized the officers should serve as torchbearers of good governance, transparency and accountability. The 11th International Day of Yoga will be celebrated across the world on 21st June. Akashwani News Kohima brings you a special feature on yoga's evolution from ancient Indian tradition to a global movement.
The history of yoga is deeply rooted in India's ancient civilization. It began as a spiritual practice in the early Indus Saraswati Valley culture and gradually evolved into a disciplined path towards self-realization. Over time, this practice blossomed into a rich discipline. In 2014, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the United Nations General Assembly proposing June 21 as International Yoga Day. The proposal was adopted with overwhelming support. Since then, 21st of June has been celebrated as International Day of Yoga across the world. As we mark the 11th International Day of Yoga this week, the 2025 theme Yoga for One Earth, One Health conveys a message of unity and well-being. No matter one's religion, race, or nationality, yoga offers a path to a healthier, more balanced, and meaningful life. Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Department of Fisheries and Aquatic Resource today held an awareness-cum-river ranching program under the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampara Yojana at Doyang in Wokha. The event marked the stocking of fingerlings in local rivers as part of efforts to boost fish populations. Principal Secretary, Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, Waiki Keto Sema, urged the community to adopt strict conservation measures. On concerns over deforestation linked to traditional community fishing, he called for discontinuing outdated practices.
Your intention is your tension. Tosar manupran hoy to. Or so baba amakhan kura kunba tu chhurubo lage. Head hunting day sitte bhi kurubo nage. So tu hoyle kun tu bahal ase lo bhi bhiya tu chhurubo lage. Change kurubo lage.
He also called for an end to hunting wild animals for food or gifts, highlighting the importance of preserving biodiversity. Community leaders pledged to stop harmful fishing methods, including the use of batteries and toxic substances. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi firmly tells US President Trump that India did not accept third-party mediation to resolve issues with Islamabad. Chief Minister Dr. Nipu Rio stresses on skill development to tackle unemployment. Deputy CM T.R. Zeliang calls for stronger action to safeguard region's ecological legacy. And Nagaland launches awareness and benefit saturation camp to boost tribal development. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.